for a little morning prayer together. As some of you know who have been on retreat with me before, I'd like to just do a little lectio with one of the psalms from morning prayer, and then we can pray the petitions together and the Our Father, and I'll give a blessing. So just a sort of meditative approach to some of the elements of morning prayer. I'd like to do a little meditation with Psalm 8. Again, it's one of the psalms from today's morning prayer. Just invite you to allow yourself to be just kind of carried by the meditation. Just do it in a sort of lectio fashion. You lost your light there at the back. I think maybe you have to hit the light switch by the door there if you want. Yep, there it is. But I'll just do it in a little bit of a lectio fashion. This is a quick reminder. Lectio Divina, it's a fancy word so that you can feel sophisticated, is basically just praying with Scripture. We pray with Scripture differently than we simply read Scripture or than we study Scripture. They're all good things. But Lectio Divina is praying with Scripture. And the praying part moves from reading to some meditation, questioning the text, wondering what it means, reflecting on it a little bit. And then it moves to some prayer, beginning to raise our attention to God, speaking directly to Him. And then it moves to periods of silence as we reflect on His Word, as we speak to Him, we become aware of His presence, and then we've arrived. There's nowhere else to go. Once we become aware of His presence, we just stay there for a few moments. And then we may start over from point one, do a little more reading, a little more reflecting, a little more praying, rest. Or we might just go back to the praying part or to the reflecting part on what we've already read. And you see, there's something fluid and organic about praying with Scripture. But it follows essentially that pattern: reading, reflecting, praying, resting in His presence, contemplation. Let's just call on the Holy Spirit for a moment. Try to become aware already of the fact that we're in God's presence here in the chapel, in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, as temples of the Holy Spirit and under the loving gaze of the Father. Psalm 8. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. The name of God is the way that we can call on God. It gives us a way of addressing Him. He's made Himself accessible to us. He has revealed Himself to us. He has revealed Himself to the Jews in the Old Testament. He has revealed Himself to us in Jesus Christ. He has given us a name by which we can call on Him. A name that is above every other name. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. It is so good, Lord, to be able to call on your name. It is so good to be able to trust in your power. You are creator of all the earth. You know everything in all of history, and you know everything about me personally. You know all of the events of my life. You know all of my struggles. You know all of my fears and concerns. You know all of the gifts that you have given me and all that you have called me to. You are my refuge. You are my salvation. How great is your name, Lord. And I'm so grateful to know you and be able to call on you. For so many years in my life, I did not know you, and I did not have a name to call on in my gratitude, in my fears, in my joys. I had no one to share the fruits of my labors with. It is so good to know your name, Lord. It is so good to know you. How great is your name, O Lord our God, in all the earth. We are so blessed to know you and be able to call on you. Your majesty is praised above the heavens, on the lips of children and of babes. Your majesty, how good to simply say that God is king, his majesty. We don't live in a land of kings, but we still have a reverence for nobility, something beautiful, something great about nobility. From the beauty of the garments, from the greatness of the titles, from the power, the responsibility of the office. Kings are the things of fairy tales, and they summon forth a romance in our hearts to have a king, to have a king to care for us, a king to watch over us, a king to look up to, a king to follow. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Your majesty is praised above the heavens. Not only men, but angels, all in heaven and on earth, praise your majesty. And on the lips of children and of babes. So beautiful to see how little children recognize you, Lord. How little children take your name on their lips and praise you. How little children acknowledge your greatness, your kingship. How little children aspire to be close to you. How little children can know you, because it's not our reason that makes you accessible, but rather trust and faith and the gift that you have given us in baptism. It is not our minds that conjure you up as if you were a figment of our imagination, Lord, but it is our hearts that cry out to you on the lips of children and of babes, and how often we feel merely children and babes in your presence, and how good it is to have a Father we can trust in, a Father we can call upon, a Father in whose arms we can rest. We rest in your arms, Lord. Safe under your protection. Your majesty is praised above the heavens, on the lips of children and of babes. You have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. Allow that praise to rise up from our hearts, Lord. Praise, acknowledging who you are, acknowledging your majesty, acknowledging the greatness of your name. May this praise continue to flow from our hearts, even in the silence of this retreat. Allow that praise to keep bubbling up, welling up, pouring forth from our hearts, because you are great and worthy of all our praise. We praise you, Lord, because your eyes are always upon us, because your providence always cares for us, overcoming our enemies. We have never faced an enemy that you have not overcome, because you are greater than all our enemies, greater than all our problems. You are victorious over sin and death. We trust in you. You are triumphant. You have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. Let us pray together. You can stand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The response is, Lord, help us with your grace. Let us always and everywhere give thanks to Christ our Savior and ask him with confidence, Lord, help us with your grace. May we keep our bodies pure as temples of the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us with your grace. May we offer ourselves this morning to the service of others and do your will in all things throughout the day. Teach us to seek the bread of everlasting life, the bread that is your gift.
Lord, help us with your grace.
May your mother, the refuge of sinners, pray for us and gain for us your loving forgiveness.
Lord, help us with your grace.
And let us join together in the words our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who grant us, by glorious healing remedies while still on earth, to be partakers of the things of heaven, guide us, we pray, through this present life, and bring us to that light in which you dwell. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.